which pieces prove themselves helpful, and which sink to the depths of the sea? You're about to find out.
The passengers in the steerage third class were locked below.
No one ever called her unsinkable. That's a myth.
Everybody blames a fire. But fire in those ships were so common and not a problem.
Bruce Ismay, president of the White Star Line, is to blame for it all.
No, it's Jack Phillips' fault. He allowed them to die.
It was planned. It's not even the Titanic that sank. It was the Olympic!
Who was to blame for the tragedy? Jack Phillips, Marconi operator aboard the Titanic. True or false? Keep this thought in the back of your mind for now. Henry's memories and his daydreams about the new country were cut short by a familiar voice.
You ready, laddie?
It was his father, Cathal. Henry's thoughts had carried him down a trail so deep that he didn't notice his favorite person walk up beside him. He jumped before answering.
Yes, da.
He gave one good kick to that piece of cobble he'd been playing with.
Well, let's get going,
his father said as the two set off for home. On the way, they talked about the coast of Belfast, the area over on the northern side where the Harlan and Wolff shipyard was building the greatest ships in the world. The Titanic. One of the grandest ships ever built struck an iceberg in the middle of a cold April night, and she sank to the ocean floor in less than 3 hours' time. Over 2,000 passengers were on board, including some of the wealthiest and most well-known people in the world. It is now a most pivotal part of history, and one of the biggest historical shipwrecks of all time. So, just whose fault was it? The great tragedy of the Titanic? And what really happened that fateful night?